kind of sexy voice. Like that.
That was good because we started the podcast then.
Oh, what?
So, welcome back to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got two returning guests. That is Lee and Paul Pierce.
Hello.
Hello.
So, you had an idea, didn't you, for coming on the podcast?
Yeah, I didn't think we should just sit here and spout shit, so I thought we could do a rundown of 2019. All these stories that happened and our take on them.
How our Supreme Leader Boris got elected.
Yeah.
And beat Corbyn.
Yeah.
And all the lefties started to cry.
That happened.
It did happen. What else happened?
We had all that Epstein killing himself.
Epstein was Epstein.
I know. What do you reckon it is? Pedo. King of the Sex Island.
I don't know. It's weird, that island. Someone was going on about it on a podcast saying that they've went on because they secretly got on there and like it's dead weird on there, like buckets in the corner or something like that.
What actually on the island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like he's got a temple.
Yeah, that's mad.
So what's your theory on it then?
I think it's...
I don't really know enough about it because like it's all linked to his brother as well. His brother bought loads of property, didn't they, for like a... like some sort of model, like modelling agency, and no one can tell where he got all his money from, though, do they? They can't trace him back.
I think it's mad that no one's really that outraged that he didn't kill himself. He was clearly sort of taken out, and no one seems that bothered.
No one gives a shit, do they?
No, that's mad.
Try raping me, sweet.
Yeah, no, fucking hell.
It's more a case of it. Everyone knows. I've heard lots of like different outlets talking about it, but it's like everyone knows. But what can you do? What's anyone gonna do?
Yeah,
what
this
can the
is
individual
it.
Do?
Andy was a fucking powerful man.
Exactly. What are the ties that kind of link everything together? I don't know. None of us know.
Is he even dead?
Yeah, this is it. You can start a million and one conspiracy theories from it, but I think it's mad that you just have this dude who was like. Sort of getting these people of power in these situations where he could bribe them. Do you know what I mean? Like the, who's the royal guy? Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew, the paedophile.
Damn.
Well, the whole family are fucked, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're all fucking killed kids. The Queen and Prince Philip, he's got accused of, like, kidnapping, murder of 10 kids in Canada in 1964.
This is all the stuff, like, Alex Jones used to rant about 10 years ago when everyone used to be like, that's bullshit. David Icke even said about how there was a paedophile ring in the elite, and everyone was like, you're just a mad cunt. But it's all coming to light.
You kind of remember when Louis Theroux did his documentary on Jimmy Savile?
Yeah, yeah.
When they first met, Louis came through, and he was looking at his notepads and that, as he does, and he found his name and address on it, and he said to Jimmy, that's my name and address and phone number, how did you get that? Jimmy Savile went, I can get anything I want.
That's mad.
And at the end, at the end of it, he said, if like you ever need out, just give me a ring and I'll sort it for you. And he was knighted by the Queen.
Yeah, that's brutal. A lot of people turned a blind eye to what he was doing because of all his charity work.
Yeah, that was just a cover.
Oh yeah, he's a dodgy bastard.
Louis in plain sight.
Exactly. Louis Theroux landed in a lot of hot water, I think, for that, because he didn't. I think he knew something was really up with him when he did the documentary on him.
Yeah, but people can't say that because Esther Hanson knew something was wrong. Like she was the head of Childline.
Yeah, shit.
So don't start passing the blame to fucking Louis Theroux when the rest of them were fucking.
People ringing Childline up saying it touched them. Was she getting the inside scoop?
No, she knew that Jimmy Savile was up to something and she didn't say anything, but then she opened Childline. So it's that obviously something's fucking amiss.
Yeah, it's all mad.
What, so Esther Hanson's involved?
I think everyone knew something, didn't they? No, they
you
did.
You heard it here first, folks.
Queen of the pedos. Fuck, yeah, not good. Anyway, we got off topic there. That's not even 2019.
No.
How long ago was Jimmy Savile?
God, who knows?
That was a few years ago.
That would be a good pub quiz question.
How long ago was Jimmy Savile?
When did Jimmy Savile die?
What other mad things happened in... what was that... there was the Area 51 raid, which was a load of bullshit. Didn't really happen.
Like, did anyone actually turn up. I didn't actually.
Yeah, there was about, I think from the videos I saw, about maybe 100 people seemed to turn up, and it was just crap. It was a load of people just hanging around in the cars. No one.
There was a party that was a few miles away from that, though, wasn't there?
Oh yeah, someone put on like a little stage and bands and stuff. Mm.
I don't think anybody actually attempted to storm any like boundary or anything.
No, they get fucked if they do.
Ah, definitely.
If I won the lottery, and I took you three to Las Vegas, all paid and that, then I hired a car and I drove up right to the gate and just drove through it dead fast.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen. I'd say drop me off at the Bunny Ranch or whatever that place is.
You wouldn't. I'd just steam through it, breaking the gate. We'd break into fucking Area 51.
I'd be like, mate, yeah, just pick me up in about 20 minutes. I just need to pop in here. Yeah, I'll be done. You saw Area 51, mate. You get shot down instantly. Yeah, it's a military base, you idiot.
There'd just be a sniper.
Of course there would. Yeah. You get JFK'd.
Done. Magic bullet.
Yep, done. So, what else happened?
Thinking.
We're burning through it. There's all the mad fires at the minute, and
direct energy weapons. Direct energy weapons.
Nah. Yeah. Just hot. It's Australia. It's the summer.
Yeah, they're getting fucked, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Canada had some. Was it Canada or was it
the
California?
Amazon, big parts of the Amazon got burnt. The thing that was started, as opposed to like a weather thing, just by the people who want the land. Soya. That's the problem.
Mm.
All your soy boys.
That's fucking vegans for you.
This is it.
That's why fucking most left people are fucking weird, because half of them are vegans, drink too much soya and turn into girls.
I just want to put it out right now. Spen's views are not the views of everybody else in this car.
I was,
so
I was going to... Pretty much the third sentence he uttered, I was going to state the thing.
So just bear that in mind, folks.
Boris, our leader. Yeah, all right, mate.
No, Boris, our supreme leader.
Yeah.
Oh, better than Jeffrey... fucking Jeffrey Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn, who wants everything for free.
Who cares?
Yeah, my brain don't know enough about politics to even give a good quote on that.
There's been a lot of... climate change talk with Greta Thunberg, isn't there?
Yeah.
She looks a bit like a rat.
She's just a kid, man, at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I think
she's
it's pretty...
a kid at the forefront of a propaganda war.
Exactly. I mean, she's 16. I can imagine there's hundreds of thousands of other more sort of better 16-year-olds who are really active in a lot of stuff that could have maybe done what she did. So it's not like she's the special one. I think she was just... lucky to be where she was at the right time, but I don't know. It's not the
best. Do you think she's been used and manipulated?
Yeah, I definitely think she's got a thing behind her.
Why here? Because what about that? There's that kid who was, I think he's been on Joe Rogan, who's like an inventor, and he's looking to clean up the ocean.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
That. Really smart, really articulate. It'd be a great person to have at the forefront of anything like that. I don't understand why they have opted for her. And to me, she is just a pawn in a propaganda war. Yeah. Don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, exactly. That, I mean, like you said, that dude, he invented this net that basically just cleans the plastic. And it's really taken off. And it's like he's done so much stuff.
How old
is he? He's really young. I'm not sure if he's quite as young as 16. He seemed a little bit older, but...
He's like
I mean,
genius level,
sort of,
isn't
yeah,
he?
Exactly. And I just think there's certain people who maybe wouldn't get up there and cry and do all this stuff. And I know she did that for a reason, but
Who else did he work for, that guy?
I'm not sure. I think
because Joe Rogan asked him a question and he like sort of said, I can't say too much, but yeah. Because he worked for some sort of tech company.
I can imagine someone like him would just get headhunted.
Like,
yeah.
Probably like finished school when he was... like 15 or something.
Yeah.
Already got a master's in something.
Yeah, this is it. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you think to like all the Extinction Rebellion stuff?
I thought it was a bit pathetic the way they fucking got that fire engine, that's like dead powerful diesel, took it to that government building place and dumped all the water on it.
Yeah,
this
is
how much water. And then, like, electric vehicles are shit. Because the way they mine for it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they had good intentions, but I just think they could have done it a little bit better. So I know,
like,
I know the the protest I walked past, I mean, they were just kind of sort of handing leaflets out to zero-hour contract workers and students who just didn't seem to care, and it just, I just thought, what was the point? Why are they not, you know, like, chaining themselves to doors of big industries that are really sort of screwing the environment?
Maybe somehow, and it's just the media that are focusing on the fucking...
Yeah, maybe, that's it.
Not
everyone fucking edits and clips things together the way they want you to see it.
Yeah, but not just that, but there's also the fact that... what was I going to say? You threw me off now. Gone.
Gone. Goodbye.
Training to big corporations.
Oh. Yeah, so... Yeah, even if Britain reduced its carbon emissions to zero tomorrow, if the other countries in the world continue at their current usage, our efforts would be a spit in the ocean. Places like China and like North America and stuff.
This is it, exactly. I was just thinking, say this year, all the people who've sort of cried out about going vegan and how meat eaters are ruining the planet and burning the Amazon down, how many of those received gadgets like Apple computers and iPhones and Samsung phones this Christmas, which is all from
Champagne
China?
Champagne fucking socialism for you.
Well, no, that's, yeah, all these products from China that are ruining the environment. But how many of these people are willing to give up the you know, all the devices from China? Because basically no more social media, no more going on Instagram and picturing this. How many of them are actually willing to do that?
None of them.
Because I won't be, but...
Oh, China's playing a game. It's a lot of the, like, the Western, like big corporations and even like Arsenal recently, one of their players, Mesut Ozil, spoke out about the concentration camps to send the Muslims to.
Right.
And Arsenal basically put out another thing in China saying Mesut Ozil's reviews don't reflect the club, even though it is an ethical thing he's talking about.
Yeah.
But a similar thing happened with the NBA and other things, because basically China said, someone spoke out about what they was doing, and China said, we're basically going to stop her airing your games, and it's a massive revenue loss for them. And it's same with Arsenal as well. It's such a massive revenue loss, they have to kowtow to them. So, like, morals go out the window. It's all just about the profit.
Jeez. So, kind of, in a way, China pretty much own us, don't they?
Yeah, they're just being really unethical and not suffering any consequences because their market share is so large.
There's me thinking it was Russia was the one who was going to take us over, but...
Russia and the boys.
That sounds scary, man. Russians are hard as fuck as well.
China are fucks anyway. Get her out there.
Might as well just enjoy it while we can. I think 2020, I don't know if it's just the significance of the year. I think something big is going to happen. But I think I say that every year.
You do say that every year.
I do, don't I? Maybe I just really hope something big.
There's been
many
cataclysms you've...
the scene. You like that old blind Romanian dumb deaf lady or whatever her name is that sort of predicted loads of stuff?
Yeah,
what's her name? She's been in the paper today.
Mystic Meg.
I think I just really want to see something, you know, like an alien invasion or something like that.
Project Bluebeam.
just something big, something big and smart.
Maybe we need another war to wipe out the fucking cretins of planet Earth.
It's like that president said. That's the only way we'll all come together is if there's a threat from something else.
Who said that?
I can't remember who it was.
Why don't you sacrifice yourself and become that threat?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
Become a supervillain.
Well, that'd be fucking ace, wouldn't it?
If you was a supervillain, what would your fucking angle be?
Here's my first question.
Let's just get this sorted out because we'll go on to this and we'll do good bad guys and bad guys.
What powers have you got?
What, now?
To be a villain.
Nah, but something...
Insanity.
He
I've got as like firearms caution.
Radioactive bath or something.
Yeah, we'll see how that looks. You've seen Chernobyl.
Every time I look in the mirror, it looks like I was fucking born there. It looks like I've got Bell's palsy and someone squished my face back together.
That was a grim programme, really grim. What? Did you watch that?
What, Bell Palsy?
No, Chernobyl.
Mm.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that was grim. As if that even happened. But yeah, that was grim. No, God, that shit freaks me out, like radiation and all that stuff. Scary. Anyway, that one 2019. What else you got?
I'm thinking what's else has happened. I think I crashed my car on Saturday, but I've already said that in a previous podcast.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
What a traumatic event for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Got a new car from it. I can't remember what else is big.
I think my highlight, not that anybody asked, of 2019 would definitely be...
personal highlight.
Yeah, it'd be New York, I reckon, for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was a good time. I really enjoyed that. What would your personal highlight be?
I haven't got one.
You haven't got one? It's been a pretty steady year.
No.
Wasn't there any natural disasters this year? Like any earthquakes or... hurricanes.
That volcano exploded in New Zealand.
That was recently, wasn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah, that happened.
They were walking around the crater.
Well, a lot of people died.
5 or 7 in it. Just think, what would go through your mind if you're walking around a crater on a volcano and you know something's happening and you think we're fucked?
No, what you could do is, I'd jump headfirst into lava. Just go for it. Rather do that than be, like, burnt by rocks.
Then you'd break the simulation because it wouldn't expect that, and like it would have to chuck you back out again, and you'd become a superhero, and I'd be the supervillain.
I think I'd rather be a supervillain because they're more fun.
If you had a superpower, what would you have? And I think it'd be strength for me.
No, for me it'd be flying. Imagine how much I wouldn't care about doing any good or any bad. I'd just fly about.
What about you, Paul?
What?
If you had one superpower.
I think you go for something like...
invisibility, so you can save on people.
You know me so well.
Mr. Stretch, finger a girl from round the corner.
Peeping Tom.
It'd be quite good being something like the Hulk, because you have that big meaty and ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everywhere you go, you'll be noticed.
No, you wouldn't, because you'd change.
Oh, do you mean like proper, like change like he does?
A changeling. I'd be a changeling. I can warp into anything.
That'd be good. I'd just warp him to a big stud.
I've started to watch this series on like Netflix. It's like the manga series, One Punch Man. And yes. Like he's got a punch. It's one punch and he fucking explodes people.
You'd have that?
No, I'm saying I'm watching that on Netflix.
Okay.
I would have strength. But you don't need a superhero ability to be a villain, do you really? Batman wasn't.
Yeah, but you need vast amounts of wealth, and it's beyond our capability.
That's why I should just be the Joker and just fucking burn everything down.
Oh, you made
your villain. What villains had no money? I guess the Joker started with nothing. I guess some of them started with nothing, but by and large, they've amassed a fortune, aren't they?
Yeah. None of us are that charismatic to like guide an army of like villains.
Maybe once we all finally have our nervous breakdowns, we'll be reborn in that mould.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
What, mouthful of Skittles?
I think definitely my top movies of 2019...
Oh, nice move.
...was top Joker movie. And It 2.
It 2, shit, but Joker's amazing.
I enjoyed It 2. It was silly, but it was good. But Joker was amazing. That really was good, even with all the hype.
I like Gary Glitter's song.
Yeah, you would.
Of course I would. Gary Glitter does good songs.
Maybe.
Does the best Christmas song.
Do you have any good films, Pierce?
Good films? I was just thinking then, if I've any new ones that I enjoyed. I can't think off the top of my head that there was any this year that blew me away.
Would yours be like kind of a random horror one?
Yeah, but even then, in all honesty, I haven't watched a lot of films. Just recently, I've got back into like just watching old films. Like I watched like a Steve Martin Christmas film the other day, and I really enjoyed that, called Mix Nuts. Nice. Just loads of lunatics. Brilliant.
I watched that three billboards of what's it called? Three billboards of.
I know which one you're on about. I didn't see it though.
Really good. Really, really good.
But yeah,
John Wick 3.
Yeah, I watched. I think I watched that.
Because that had one of the best knife fight scenes I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it.
I'm really looking forward to the new Bill and Ted.
When's it out?
2020, I think. Ghostbusters 3 as well. That looks pretty cool.
You said you didn't like the look of that, didn't you?
I like the fact the old cast.
You? Me?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't, because it's kids.
But it's Bill Murray. It's Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, but they're only in flashbacks, aren't they?
No.
I hope not. It. Yeah, that, apparently.
Flashbacks, mate.
Well, if that's the case, then I don't know. We'll see. I'll go see it.
Yeah. Because I went to see the one with all women in, and it was good. I liked it.
I thought it was shit, and it wasn't the fact it was all women. It was just poorly wrote. Really poorly wrote.
I liked it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought that'd be a film you'd hate.
No, I liked it. But I like her anyway, the main one. What's her name? The like dark-haired chubby girl.
The one from Bridesmaids?
The funny one. Stolen Identity and
yeah,
I know.
And she was in that puppet film as well.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
I like to say, but no, it's just a good film. It's a good film. Don't try and associate it with the other two Ghostbusters.
No,
because I think that's going to be the problem with this new one. People will try in, and it's like I went to Ghostbusters to see it. Pictures. I went to see Ghostbusters in pictures rather.
No one for me.
I've got a new job this year. That's like one of my personal highlights.
How is it being a rent boy?
We trumped at the same time.
I'm fucking Trump.
You did. You fucking lifted it up. I heard it.
I just called you a rent boy.
It's alright.
So how's your job going?
Right, same. I thought it was like a little fucking camp creeper.
Yeah, it's a good story.
It's good. Yeah.
You might as well not even brought it up.
Really good. I love it.
Fair play. Way to bring the podcast to a close.
No, we don't. We're just starting.
What else happened? I think we've covered about four things. There was literally nothing. This was a pretty dead year.
Brexit's been a big thing.
It's been a boring thing.
Boring, yeah. You can't waffle on about that. That's just the,
none of us.
Everyone's over it.
Yeah, and none of us know enough about it.
No, I'm just saying.
But it was, yeah. It dominated the year.
Dead. Lefties lose.
I feel like there's been more pedos ousted.
Oh, where's the big
I don't think
one?
It was just Epstein.
Well, Prince Andrew. Okay.
Mm.
It was this year, January the 3rd, that Greggs unveiled its vegan sausage roll.
Oh, good one.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'd like a bit more sausage roll flavouring on my salt lick, because it was disgusting.
On your what lick?
It was just pure salt.
What are you on about?
The vegan sausage roll, you idiot.
Hey, I like them. I think they're pretty nice.
Ugh, grim. Tastes like a dog snack.
I've had to, dog snack. Is that what you originally said?
That's what I'm saying. Get with the fucking programme.
No, I am. It's just that I can't afford. No, I've had two. The first one was good. The second one was shit.
I've had countless.
Do you love them?
Yeah, that's one of my things. Most weekends I'll get one when I'm out and about.
Damn, as if.
Right, chippies. I went to Papa's again on Christmas Eve with the family. Right, and the fish is shit. The batter's shit, the fish is shit. They skin the fish. You shouldn't skin fish.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. You're from Grimsby. We know how to eat fish. You're from Hull. You're shit.
Yeah.
And I had the, what did I have? I had chips and scampi. And it was banging. Well, the scampi was really nice. The chips were shit. The peas were good. But do you ever go to fish and chip shops? Because you're like living Yorkshire way. Do you ever go to fish and chip shops there?
Yeah, every now and again.
The fish and chips any good, or is it just?
I can't really notice when it's bad and it's like it's fish. It's just
to be fair, because I used to live with Lee. Not in that way.
Hello. Hello, sailor.
But there was that one that was across the way. You still live near it, Kirby's. I thought that was a nice chippy.
Yeah, it was.
Everything's fried in beef dripping, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, you're right, and it is
still
a nice chippy. And
good
it,
chippy.
Yeah, and the
big ogre who works there. The most terrifying woman you've ever seen in your life.
Is it my long-lost mum?
Yeah, fry the fish fresh as you go in. So
do they keep
tasty.
The skin on it?
Yeah.
This might be a contender. No, but Papa's. Everyone raves about Papa's, like Steele's, and I don't think it's very nice.
Papa's sausages are the worst sausages I've ever eaten in my life. And I'm not being like hyperbolic. I'm being serious. I couldn't believe how disgusting it was.
That's some badass sausage.
Dog treats. That was beyond dog treat. That was the dog treat that the dog had spewed up. It's
no
good.
You see, Papa's isn't good. And I'd like to tell you what, people who don't like fish and chips or aren't had proper good fish and chips think it's nice because they're from Yorkshire. Most chip shops in Yorkshire are right away are shit.
Mm.
So if they try some a good like a good chippies, or like one of the best I've ever had, is in Waltham, the Frying Pan. If they come to something like that and like Marclou's, really good. Wybers maybe at a push if you fucking the rest are closed.
I've heard loads of people raving about the Frying Pan recently. It does seem to be a name that's cropping up a lot.
And I was surprised, and it brought me back to how I remember fish and chips, like sort of proper, you know, beef dripping and that. And I don't know if they use beef dripping, but it was banging.
Sounds good. Makes it tasty. Why not?
It does. What else?
I think we're struggling on stories.
We're not. There's loads of stories.
I think the first half of the year was pretty bland. Yeah.
Yeah.
It any was, any celebrity deaths? We didn't really have anyone that big die. Yeah, like,
I'll get a list up.
No, we had that stabbing incident, didn't we, on London Bridge with a Muslim.
Yeah, that was brutal. Terrorist. And the dude took him out with the...
with the gun?
No, what was it? The guy took him out with that tusk. That was it, yeah.
But they shot him, didn't they?
The Polish dude.
And it was a fake vest. So they shot him.
Did they really?
One of the guys who, like, took the terrorist down, he was on, like, day release from prison.
For, like, murder. No, they did. They shot him.
The guy who tried to take him down with the tusk?
No, they shot the guy with the fake suicide vest on. You know what I'm trying to say?
I don't know. Yeah, oh yeah, of course it did. Didn't they kill him?
Fucking shut up.
My father did.
Oh, there's a few... Yeah, there's been a few deaths this year.
Mm-hmm.
Reel them off. Prodigy star Keith Flint.
Was that this year?
That wasn't this year.
Fuck off, that was last
was
year.
Was it? I feel that was about year. 3 years ago.
No, it was this year. Definitely.
This year.
That's crazy.
Was you a big Prodigy fan back in the day?
Not particularly.
Not really, but
no,
I started to get into him a bit more now.
But that video for Firestarter, it really caught your attention back in the day.
Yeah. And they were pretty much all over Kerrang. And
yeah.
It was kind of lumped in with the alternative scene.
Well, like, didn't they use the Damned guitarist or the UK Subs guitarist for one of the tours?
And the drummer from Pitch Shifter as well.
So
I used to love a bit of Pitch Shifter. They're from Nottingham.
What else have we got then next?
Well, who else died?
Yeah.
Gary Rhodes passed recently.
Because how did he die? Do we know?
Choked on a...
Yeah, I think he was another fucking... Yeah, belt round his neck, trousers round his ankles.
Really?
Is that verified?
That
fucking hell. Just get us, like, banned from everywhere, Percy, for saying he's a fucking pedo rapist. Elon Musk won his thingamajig, his thing of calling that diver a pedo, because, like, that guy said, I thought that was quite funny.
He's a funny guy.
I like Elon Musk.
Yeah, I do.
Little fucking crybaby.
Was it this year he smoked the joint on the Joe Rogan podcast?
Apparently he inhaled, or he didn't even inhale, he only mouthed it.
Big whoop. It's legal in California anyway. He didn't do anything wrong.
That picture that they turned into a meme, though, that is a great picture, but for a meme, it's perfect. Proper got his fucking token face.
Have like, you ever seen any manga? Like, going back to that manga thing?
Yeah, I've seen, like, the old kind of classics, like Akira, them kind of ones, but I'm not massively into it.
I'm going to have an adventure into it this year, and I think I might try a few Bollywood films as well.
Why is that?
Just to broaden my horizons.
That's good. That's good to hear.
I'm a bit bored of horror.
Yeah, you've kind of rinsed it a lot for the past
few
years.
Oh, I did see a horror film, The Hole in the Ground, that Irish horror film.
Oh, just going back on that, Sid Haig died this year.
Mm.
Good actor.
He was all right.
Was it Captain Spaulding?
Captain Spaulding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them films, I'm afraid.
What, the Rob Zombie films?
Yeah.
I think they're good at what they are.
31 was good, and I thought 31 was like a horror version of like The Running Man.
You're not into Devil's Rejects?
Not particularly.
I really find his films hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't find them that consistent.
I like...
So Halloween's good.
Yeah, I did like the Halloween.
I think he could do a lot better and a lot... I don't think he should go in... I think he's more of a brutal horror person, and I think he should go
more brutal. He's trying to keep it mainstream.
Yeah.
Because that's what the studios want. That's sort of why all horror films now are dead generic. It's the same jump scenes, this, that, and the other. Because that's what people want. Mm. A good way to do it is to go on YouTube, look at a lot of short horror films and independent films. Because there's fucking really, really good ones. Like, sort of as I was saying, The Hole in the Ground was good. It was creepy.
Mm. I enjoyed that.
Ah, you seen it? Irish. Yeah. She's just smoking on it.
Yeah, she is. I remember being in love with her.
It reminded me a bit of The Babadook, the way it was sort of shot.
Yeah, just really good acting. And the fact it's Irish and not American, it just gives it that extra creepiness.
But people wouldn't like that because it's not got that, fright stuff on it. A bit like The Nun. It's just predictable and shit.
No, that was good. But yeah, there is a lot of good short horrors. And some of them a bit hit and miss, but...
Every now and again... A big corporation produces a good one, but
I really want a good
Insidious is good. I do like Insidious.
I just want a good documentary horror, something really fucking scary that you like. What's going on there?
Like Grave Encounters, Blair Witch.
Yeah, something like that, but maybe actually done as a documentary, so it's something that could be real. Just something to give it that extra kind of scare thing.
Yeah, they should do something. They should bring out a scary alien film. They should bring out a new vampire film and also a werewolf film. I really enjoyed,
like, Prometheus and all those ones.
Yeah,
they were epic.
No, I don't mean an alien. I mean, an alien film.
Like a proper alien
fire
film.
In the sky.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Like some sort of... the last one I saw was it Dark Shadows or something? It's a bit like...
That's a good one. I know which one you mean.
Where, like, the birds with...
Yeah, banging into the window.
But I think Extraterrestrial was good. I don't think I'm not even saying that right, but that was good.
One where it kind of came down and it was going to teach us something, and they were like the big squids.
Oh, that was really good.
Arrival.
That was really good.
That was awesome, yeah. Something like that, which is quite subtle. I found that quite scary.
But strange, because you could see that happening more.
Yeah.
You could see just a big anomaly appear and you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And if you know, you can literally do nothing about it.
Yeah, exactly. I find that scary. Like War of the Worlds and bits of Independence Day where it's just coming into the city. That's terrifying. She can just imagine seeing that. Yeah.
Fucking waking up a
bit. You'd be like, oh, not today. We're fucked. You would think we're fucked, wouldn't you? That'd be your first thought. We're done. Because they're going to see how dumb we are.
I'm just going to switch the car on for 5 minutes to warm it through.
And get monoxide poisoning.
It's got a cat converter on. Oh, yeah. I crashed my car.
Yep.
I fucking only spent about £250 on it, like 2 weeks before, because the exhaust fell off it.
It's a shit thing to happen. Was it your lapse in confidence?
What?
As a driver?
Exhaust, I don't like anything in confidence. Really. I was just not paying attention when I crashed my car. And I'm eyeing up to that.
Fair point.
Personal responsibility, and this is what's after the left.
Was you
funnying understand.
About with something? I bet you was fiddling
no,
about
I wasn't.
With something.
No, I was dead stressed. I've had a lot going on with things.
Fair play.
But
it's hard when you're when you get ousted as a pedo.
I know.
What on your mind? You'll be all right, dude.
I know.
Justice will prevail.
I'm like getting a band together, me, Ian Watkins, and Gary Glitter.
I think the did you hear?
And we'll commission the artwork by Rolf Harris.
I think the guys from Thursday tried to do a band with the remaining Lost Prophets, but it didn't happen.
Why?
I'm not sure, but that actually happened. Did you hear Ian Watkins has formed a band in prison? That isn't even a joke. It's not like he's formed it with Gary Glitter or something like that. He actually does a band in prison.
No, because that was my joke.
Well, whatever, but...
Who's going to be in a band with that fucking weirdo?
I think because of his celebrity status, they're clearly not going to put him into, like, general population. So he's going to be in some kind of like fucking celebrity wing. So I bet he's formed
some sort of fucking nonce wing.
Mate, he's formed this band because he's asked for recording equipment and I think it was given to him.
I'll vote for him to be Christmas number one next year. I'll fucking... well, I'm going to find out who they're called and Tim Biscuit Podcast can sponsor him.
Who's going to be Christmas number one this year?
Oh, it was I Like Sausage Rolls, wasn't it?
No. It was. Come on. What's wrong with people? That's sick.
I didn't even know that was a thing until yesterday.
People are idiots. If you voted for that to be number one, you are a fucking idiot.
It's
That's terrible. It's dun
dunk, dun dunk. I saw him stirred at the counter in the bakery.
My mic just fell out then. Good. Oh, yeah, I've had some good podcasts this year.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Sam Tripoli, that's mad.
That's good, isn't it?
That's mad. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
That's crazy.
I've had Sean Conway on. Caroline Farrow.
Yeah, Caroline Farrow. That's a pretty big one.
I've had loads.
Yeah. Yeah, you've done well.
What are you saying?
Can you wind my window down?
Well, you've got to wind the window down there.
Oh, fair play. Your car's getting incredibly hot.
I can't believe my registration number is worth £975.
Is that literally because the last three letters are DOE?
I don't know. It's LS11DHO. I don't know why I've said that.
No, that's really bad. You're going to have to blank that out.
No, I'm not fucking blanking out. It's a podcast of free speech and free expression.
No, because if there's any lefties listening to this who want your ass, all they have to do is search that license plate.
All you've got to do is call me and you can have my ass. I don't struggle. Not only if you want me to. Yeah, it's a fucking good number plate.
Do you reckon after, say, some of your podcasts this year, you maybe do have some people who kind of like, you maybe have some haters as well as some, obviously you got some followers. You don't reckon you've gathered any haters yet?
I'll tell you why.
He gathers haters everywhere he goes.
I am the most hated person I know. like said summer on like one of these threads, and someone said, that's because your podcast shit. And I went, it's not shit actually, it's doing quite well, but thanks. And he went, all right, give me one to listen to. And I said to him, well, just come find me on Instagram, because I just really troll on sort of Twitter. Then he downloaded one and like said, oh, I'm going to download this purely for the title. And that was The Labyrinth, a paedophilic film. And after him like slagging me off, says, I quite like that, I'm off to download this one now. There you go. So I must be doing something right,
I guess.
And someone said they like my interview style and like the wide range of guests I have on.
You have had a pretty wide range of guests. Who else would you say was good this year?
Oh, the boy, fucking Martin Vickers. like Conservative MP of fucking... We talked about them like Cleethops. We talked about Shamima Begum. That's a story we'll come back to. Shamima, I'll fucking lay some
was that this
down
year?
On that. Yeah.
Well, that's going to get you some haters for sure.
Brexit. Melanie On was supposed to be coming on. But she's so flaky. It's a prime example though, left for you. But with the Conservatives, sorted it out within a day to come on podcast. I'm still waiting for their office. Well, their office won't phone me.
I would have thought
if
Melanie On did a research on this podcast, she wouldn't come on.
She's scared. And everyone I argue with on Twitter, I say, well, why don't you come on my podcast and we'll talk about it? And one of them went, no, I don't want to be ridiculed on your podcast by you and your followers.
Whoa. That's a bit deep.
Yeah.
If they went there.
So, everyone's mouthing until they get the challenge to come on my podcast. But yeah, we talked about Shamima Begum. Gagan. Shamima Gagan. Do you, Paul?
Yeah.
That.
What? That. I can't see it.
Did that happen this year?
Yes! Did it?
No.
You felt very passionately about it, didn't you?
I didn't think she should be let in. And like everyone's saying she was fucking 15 and manipulated. Well, she might have been fucking institutionalised and fucking desensitised and stuff over there and brainwashed. You really want her coming back here? She's probably seen beheadings and that.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. When they were a kid, I mean, how old was she? 15?
She was 15. I just said she was 15.
Yeah, but we all do stupid shit. But yeah, that is a bit nuts.
Stupid shit? Stupid shit's smashing a window or nicking a milk bottle and falling on it.
I'm not agreeing with it.
Oh, fucking not joining a fucking Islamic bullshit fucking terrorist group.
Yeah, I'm not agreeing with it. But
she shouldn't be allowed back in. Anyone who does that shouldn't be allowed. Ah, I think, was it this year or was it last year? I lost a lot of friends on... Oh, no, it was last year. Don't matter.
You lost a lot of friends on...
Because I said the UK should have a point system like Australia. And someone said that's like... National Front talk, you're a Nazi. Oh, well, you pass the test. Well, I'm half this. Am I still allowed in your Great Britain country? And like I said, unless they're immigrants, I mean, not necessarily, unless they're real refugees. And someone said, don't you try and say all immigrants don't work? Because I'd rather have people in the country that benefits the country. Which is obvious.
What I would say is...
You wouldn't employ a fucking ding-a-ling in your business, would you?
No.
you'd employ someone who benefits your business.
Yeah.
So that's what we should do in the country.
No, I agree to an extent, because I would say, I mean, Australia have a point system, don't they?
So do Canada.
America, I'm sure, have a... America have a strict kind of visa?
Well, they have... I think you've got to go there, prove your work, then come back, is it?
Yeah.
But it's not a point system as such.
From what I know, there's a lot of countries where it's quite hard to get in, you need some kind of trade, so I don't see why there's... I don't see that as being racist.
Because Europe don't give a fuck, so they'll just let them all cross. Why, like, why are they all coming over on boats? Why aren't the French side stopping them first?
The one,
and then it's left to us to pick up and be put into the system.
Your one argument there, what you're going to face from a lot of people is, what must they be escaping to want to risk their lives to come on a boat with the kids? It must be hell. And I do feel for them, especially, I don't know what it is.
And you're just assuming they're coming from a war-torn country. What happens if they just want a better life?
Exactly, and I think there's a lot of people who are just kind of scamming and maybe coming over. But I think there's a lot of people who genuinely need asylum.
That's fine. And if they truly do need asylum, I ain't got a problem with my taxes going into them. I've got a problem with people taking the piss.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe we should really have some sort of, not camp...
No, there needs
but
to be
some
just
sort
a,
of housing
yeah.
before the process.
We need a much bigger immigration system, a lot more
I'm
money pumped
sure
into it.
Grimsby had a house where the refugees stayed, and it was...
The Rave Cave.
The Rave Cave. No, it was on the corner of Abbeygate and Brigger Gateway.
That's where you used to get your good shit from.
I don't mean lock them up in cages, like fucking...
No. Your boy Trump.
No, wrong with Trump. Can't wait to get my MAGA hat.
I can't. You're not seriously going to wear that around Grimsby, are you?
I'm going into Tesco's with it on.
I don't kind of know what reaction you're going to get in Grimsby, but I can't imagine it's going to be that.
Everyone will just think you're bizarre.
Everyone thinks I'm bizarre anyway. I'm not going in Tesco's with it on. Fucking hell. What are you doing?
Nothing, mate.
Well, you've just fucking dropped something.
It's your silly car.
Your big feet fucking knock my Lucasade over. It's like a Beamobile, isn't it? The fucking number plate's worth more than the car. It's not really.
What idiot paid joke. 900 quid for that?
975 quid.
Fair play to him. Sell it.
I know.
Who cares?
Not
so,
me.
What else happened in 2009?
Trump got impeached, only the third president in history.
But it doesn't even mean no, does he? He'll still stay as president.
He's not going to go past the Senate.
No, so there was no point.
That's where, because like the Senate is Republicans.
So a lot of taxpayers' money went into a load of shit for nothing.
Q, what do you think about Q, that MQ Anon that keeps posting like cryptic messages and that? And
I don't know
like
about
that.
This.
Don't you?
I haven't heard anything about this.
You have.
No.
Q.
I don't know about this.
Q drop.
Q.
Yeah.
Q. Is this some weird fucking...
No, it's... lost my phone.
You lost your mind.
No, it's
Q.
Oh, motherfucker.
I've never heard of it, pal. I don't know what you're on about.
Something a lot.
Just get your shit together. No one's heard about it. Spen's googling
Q,
right now.
Q no. Q map. So it's like Q is the highest ranking pass you like can get in like America,
right.
And people think it's Donald Trump. That's like, but it's like tweeting things. Then a few months, the like happen or like certain things happen within the government. So people think it's either Trump, closely linked with Trump, or maybe it's some time traveling quantum AI system.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that one's a bit mad. But it's someone, Google it, Wikipedia. I'm surprised you've not heard of it.
I'll Google it later. I've never heard of it, and it just sounds bizarre. Yeah. Bit much.
Oh, well, mate, fucking Sam Tripoli's all over the shit, so you're fucking obviously...
When did you hear about that?
I heard about it on Sam Tripoli, then on, like, Twitter. Google it.
Never heard of it, mate. Never heard of it.
Why?
I don't give a damn.
Don't give a damn.
What happened to Sam Tripoli, and he used to have that... guy with a long blonde hair used to do the tinfoil hat podcast.
That was before I started really listening to it. Like, did something happen with him?
I think so, yeah.
But what?
I'm not sure.
Did split up?
Still good. I don't care.
Because he's got that Johnny and XTR. That's a derailleur, mate.
We saw Sam Tripoli, didn't we, in New York?
He had a black eye.
He had a black eye.
Did he?
Yeah, a big shiner.
I wonder why that was. I know he does start like Ra McGraw or whatever it is, doesn't he?
Do you reckon he gets punched a lot? Just for being like maybe a bit mouthy? Which is a good thing.
No.
No. I heard that was from because he does. Does he do jiu-jitsu?
He does Ram Magar, which is some sort of Israel martial art where, like, they take everything and use it as a weapon for defence.
Yeah, so I think that's where he got the black eye. So I don't think it was anything like a street brawl.
Fair play. That really was, like, an amazing festival. And it was pinned as being, like, just a dude fest, but there was every kind of comic there, weren't there? Like, fucking paraplegic dude, a trans. You had all different kind of colours. It was an ace fucking festival.
Different kind of colours. What do you mean you had different kinds of colours? Was it a sweet shop?
It was a fucking... You had white, you black, and everything in between.
Everything in between. Yellow.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
It was just a good festival. It was ace. Okay. And it was... Yeah, it was good. Want to go next year?
Are you off next year?
I can't afford it.
Why?
Prostitutes are expensive.
It's really expensive. Why don't you go?
Yeah.
I've got a fucking... I can't afford it. I can't afford a fucking...
I probably can't, but try and find a way. Sell my ass.
How much do you think you get for it?
My ass? It's peachy. Nothing's entered that sweet hole.
Nothing?
No. Tight. So, don't know. Probably a lot of money.
Nah, I reckon a few fingers have been up.
Your stickers have been getting a lot of good fucking feedback that I've been giving them out to people.
Oh, really? That's good.
Because you designed the sticker, didn't you, for Tim Biscuit Podcast? Yeah, you're like the art director.
I am. I'm still waiting
so
for
it. So really, you're linked to the Tim Biscuit Podcast, aren't you?
Yeah, just not your views or opinions.
That's why we have it. What's wrong with my views?
No, they're fine. Just it's the way you express them sometimes.
Just your views, mate. No one else's.
That's what you're all about, though, free speech.
It is. Yeah, so you're designing a new sticker. We're doing a sticker set.
The only problem is with your free speech.
And we're going to do, like, tier one of the...
you live in a country...
Patreon.
You live in a country that doesn't really support free speech.
I'm a pirate
ship. We have hate speech laws.
The bullshit.
We have hate speech
laws. There's no such thing as hate speech.
Hate speech laws. People like you.
Exactly.
There's no such thing as hate speech.
Some dude listens to this podcast.
If people can't take the truth, biological truth, ethical truth... And just truth in general,
ooh,
that's not my beef.
What do you mean by truth? Biological truth,
yeah,
there, Spen?
Truth?
Ooh,
people
that's touchy.
People know, I think, like trans women aren't women.
That's going to get you a lot of haters.
And trans men aren't real men.
Whatever it is. Basically, all I want to do is I want to get two scientists, because I'm an atheist, I'm a science man. I want to get two
You're
scientists.
Not a science man.
Yes, I am. And
look
I would say,
you.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And I would say to these, look at me.
It's like saying Rob Nesbitt's fucking going
to
get a fucking philosophy course.
You need to shut the fuck up. Listen to me, right? I get two scientists and I'd say, right, explain to me in science fact if there's such thing as people being born into the wrong body or if it's mental illness, and then we can help them out however they want. Get
and
these
when
scientists
they stop laughing
to explain
at you,
it to me. I just want them to explain
yeah,
it to me.
Yeah, they would do
all.
When they've stopped laughing at you.
Okay, well, fair play. So long as they explain it to me, and then I'll judge my own conclusion from there, and I'll say, okay, then we do this.
The brains are different.
Yeah, well, I don't know that. You're not a fucking scientist.
But
from
like the research, I know I'm not. I'm like you.
Have you researched this?
Yeah.
Okay, fair play.
I mean, like, there's people who get born as intersex or hermaphrodite,
yeah, yeah.
But they don't like being called that now.
No. Yeah.
So
that happens.
And I've had two trans on my podcast.
Yeah.
But I just don't see them as real women. Which they're not.
In scientific terms, no. But then I can see how they would find it offensive.
Well, no, because one of them was really cool about it. Because one of them said, well, they're all entitled to their own opinion. The only reason she'd get mad, and I'm calling her she, because I respect their decision.
Yeah, that's good.
The only reason why she would kick off is if they came screaming in the face, like dead fucking obnoxious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, then she would take offence. But she, like I said, this thing were like banning people's fucking stupid because everyone's allowed their opinion.
Yeah.
And I've always said everyone is allowed their own opinion. And I think it's about the way people go about it and, like, in the way respectful.
Like that video this year of the trans woman in the shop. My name is ma'am.
That wasn't this year. That was last year.
Was that last year? I don't know, man. I'm out of it.
Well, quite clearly not. You fucking 7 foot freak. but like as I was...
Did you see the meme? Where it said he ma'am. It looked like he man the old I'm the same haircut.
Yes,
I think a lot of people don't do the trans community much favours, because I think or like the LGBTQ A86U or whatever they're called now, I don't think they do any favours, because everyone's pushing like that fucking rainbow flag. Yeah. I go past fucking Esso, it's there, and I think it's just segregating them more. I think if you just leave them to it, yeah, let them do what they want to do, and we won't bother anymore. But because it keeps being pushed in our face all the time,
mm,
and you do get some certain people saying, well, you can't say that, that's again, this is what's my opinion.
Yeah,
if you're allowed to say you're a real woman, I'm allowed to say you're not a real woman.
Yeah.
So which one works both ways?
It's a tricky one.
It works both ways.
Yeah,
like they were well within their rights to call you a wanker, aren't they?
I am a wanker, though. I'm not going to dispute that. But
live and let live, innit? And I think that's what you're
about. Well, yeah, but
you just don't want it in your face.
And I want to say my own opinions, and yeah, not being told, like, yeah, yeah, well, you can't say that. Well, I can, and I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they are real women or real men.
What do you think about, because this is like a current topic, what, ooh, do you think about...
I might not know about it, but go
old
on.
Stormzy, the rapper, saying that Britain has got a hell of a lot more racist lately.
Because
I mean, obviously I'm white, so I can't really say a lot.
I'm going to wind up all the windows because it's hot.
I don't see it. I work with a lot of cold. Different... Listen to me. I'm fucking yeah, talking here. So I work with a lot of different cultures. Everyone gets paid the same. Everyone has the same kind of life. I don't really see it where I'm from, which is Leeds. But again, I'm
here's the thing with what you've just said, though. I don't think any of us can really comment on that issue, because it's not something we really have a finger on the pulse on anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the thing about your place of work, it's like it's a corporate industry. You're not going to get like any kind of divergence from the like corporate ethics, are you?
No,
do you know what I mean?
Of course not.
You're never going to see it in your life. Do you know what I mean? You just don't mix in them circles. But
where would you say the racism in England exists?
My car. Where's my phone? Oh, no, it's there.
I don't know, because I've definitely seen it on like football matches and things like
that. Oh, yeah, I heard about that recently. That's bad.
Been a couple of
them. That's getting worse. Now,
why are they doing that?
That's come out of nowhere, really.
Yeah, it really has.
I mean, yeah, you get it all on the terrace. You get, you know, a bit of jibes, but being like this, I can't ever remember it coming.
But
it's just gone bang. It like, want a gradual thing.
It used to be like that really bad back in the day, didn't it? The 80s and stuff, like John Barnes and all those places used to get it really bad. But yeah, it lessened off. But I don't know. Maybe it was still happening and people just kind of brushed it off. But now people feel a bit more empowered to say something about it.
I would have thought if there's people chanting racist stuff in the crowd, a lot of the rest of the crowd would turn on them and say, that's not fucking cool. Just fucking chill out. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's what Stormzy's point was.
Okay,
where
that's
like,
play.
Where people say that, but actually they have got, everyone's got a bit of that deep bit of racism in them. Which is maybe true.
It's mad, isn't it?
You can apply that to a lot of cultures, though. It's
yeah,
like someone was telling me about someone whose family were from Asia, like East Asia, and the son got an English girlfriend, and his parents made a break up with her and said, you've got to go out with somebody who's Chinese. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. It probably does exist. Maybe more in the older cultures. I can't imagine the younger ones are really that bothered anymore.
Do you want to hear a fact about Japan culture?
Go on then.
It only banned child porn in 2014.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems odd. Is that a definite fact?
It is. When Stacey Dooley did a thing in Japan, and she was looking at all these, like, what's on that? It's not manga, it's like...
Hentai.
Hentai, yeah. And, like, they draw them young.
Yeah.
The girls are made to look young.
Yeah.
Because the guys like them young. And also, it's a racist country anyway, because there's signs in some restaurants saying no Chinese. But then there's some prostitutes, because I think it's 18 there, so if you're 17... like a 17-year-old prostitute will go more because they know she's underage.
That's mad. Jeez. 2014, that's crazy.
But Kill Bill number 2, I think he did a pedo scene. He did a pedophilic scene, and like Quentin Tarantino, and he couldn't act it out, so he did it through manga.
Man, that's mad. Ziff, what do you reckon it is about the culture?
What, Chinese?
Japanese, sorry.
Yeah. Don't know. It's weird, isn't it?
And it's clearly just the men. Can't see the women looking at weird little boy manga.
But they fucking dress up as schoolgirls. This is my full point. It's not racist to say cultures. Some cultures don't mix.
If it's a fact, nothing's racist if it's a fact. You're pointing out a fact. Racism is just being mean because you're a different colour. Yeah. Let's face it.
But cultures don't mix.
Some don't. Some do. Some
cultures, say, from Somalia, coming over here, will not mix. That's sort of why the Muslim culture, religion, don't mix to the Western culture.
I think there seems a bit of racism in England towards the Asian culture at the minute, but the African-American culture, pretty much...
Someone said I've got a black man's nose. Does it look like I've got a black man's nose?
Yeah, and hair.
Mama Spencer's in the kitchen making bread. Cornbread.
I'd maybe question who your dad is. Mama Spencer might have slung it around a little bit.
We didn't have a black milkman.
Junked on some of that.
I had a good joke then.
Okay.
But I won't say it because it's racist.
No worries. But anyway, yeah, getting back to your point. What was your point?
About cultures don't mix.
Yeah, some don't, some do. But yeah, I think, yeah, you're right. The world is still pretty...
Like a culture racist. Where people get stoned for denouncing God is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who in the right minds buries people halfway in a pit?
So there's one
and
thing...
And fucking lob stones at them.
So there's one thing I'll always stand for, which is...
Animals.
Which is definitely pretty offensive. And I've noticed being acted differently at work by some people when I used to have Facebook. And that was when the Je Suis Charlie stuff happened. Can you remember when people went into
paper.
The office and shot it up? So basically what every illustrator did was get together and selected a day where every illustrator drew the Prophet Muhammad and then posted it. And my drawing was fucking awesome.
I remember that drawing. I remember because I was there when you drew it for the first time.
Charlie Hebdo paper.
It started off as a friend Joe Hunter's dad, didn't it? But it slowly morphed into Muhammad.
Exactly.
And what did you do with
it? And
this
basically
picture?
I put it up on Facebook, put it up on Instagram, posted a lot. And I realised then I had quite a few dudes from work who were Muslim who then I noticed sort of knocked me off. Because obviously it's really offensive to them, which I wasn't really doing that. But all I was saying is it's fucking ridiculous. And I will not live in a world where you will draw something and someone will kill you for it. Because that is bullshit.
The thing I disagree with is...
Or you're being a book.
You can't be having blasphemy laws re-implemented into the country.
No.
I mean, it was a long time coming to get rid of the Christian blasphemy laws. So to start reintroducing them under a different guise, no, it's not what we're about.
Let me give you an example. If someone burnt a Bible or someone burnt a copy of the Quran, which one do you think most left people would see their ass at?
Of course, everyone knows.
No, but I'm asking you.
It'd be the Quran, and actually burning the Bible would probably seem quite cool with a lot of the left.
Yeah.
I'm all for
Why?
It. I don't give a fuck about
religion. No, if you want to burn a book, burn a book.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, I'm a Christian, and I wouldn't have a problem with burning the Bible.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it's fucking silly.
It's
anyway.
Just a book.
Just burning paper, yeah.
And going down anywhere, so that don't matter.
No, you're a Christian. You can just repent on your dying days.
No, I think, and no, you two don't like religion and that, but I think if your relationship with God is good, he's not going to be ill. Like, just look at you and think, what
piece
are you doing,
shit.
You fucking piece of shit?
Exactly.
You fucking knob.
Little div.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's a book, and it'd be like, it don't matter. You're fucking, you're a spaz anyway.
I like the pages about.
But
child.
Then you're banning a fucking Quran, and they're like, ugh, fucking hell, they go mad. They want to blow everyone up. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
And then two cultures don't mix.
At the end of the day, no one should kill in the name of a fucking god. So that was where it needs to stop. But you should be free
not,
to kind of...
But it's not the god, it's the people. Like, people in football cause violence sometimes.
I think you should be free to just believe in whatever you want to believe. Just don't be killing anyone in the name of hope. Except for love. Kill in the name of love. That's
right.
Always worth it. Crimes of passion. In the name of love. Yeah.
Crimes of passion.
Yeah, man.
Have you ever committed a crime of passion?
What would be a crime of passion? And I'll think.
That would be where you walk in to your missus being railed by a dude and you strangle the dude and then chuck your missus out the window. And then you go to prison for double murder, but it was a crime of passion,
yeah,
so you should be let off.
The moment.
Yeah.
He was overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed seeing that dude railing your missus.
No.
I think people should be let off for crimes of passion.
Have you ever had a crime of passion?
Hell no.
Have you?
No.
When we're just not passionate people.
I should have done when I walked in on my no.
If I walked in on my missus being railed by a dude, I'd be like, see you later. I'm done.
Would you?
Yeah, pack my shit.
Or like, would you like get your camera out, start filming it, and send it to a mum and say, "This is what your cunt daughter fucking did to me."
No, I couldn't be arsed.
Fucking hope you're proud.
And then post it on Pornhub, girlfriend revenge.
Just fucking post it on like Facebook on her thing, and just let her, like,
that'd
let
be
everyone see.
Yeah.
See, I just say that was a crime of passion.
What do you think your reaction would be if that was what you walked into? Do you reckon there'd be violence involved?
Yeah. No, I think I'd pull my camera out. It'd be hard, but I'd want to pull my camera out, film it, and then fucking send it to everyone I know. Put it on my YouTube channel, put it everywhere. Not that I've got 114 people on the YouTube channel. But we've talked about this before, people, haven't we? But so bearing in mind they'll know about what I've said before. It don't matter. They'll get it. I don't know. Sometimes, do you have fantasies sometimes, or can you understand why people go around shooting people?
Oh, yeah, I can imagine it's a massive release to just, like, what's that film? Is it Rampage? Where the dude just arms up and just goes around shooting everything for no reason.
I, like, had this idea once, the way I'd do it would be on Christmas Eve, because, like, we've got an airport nearby, and I'd, like, pay for a plane lesson. I'd knock the pilot out with my fist with a knuckle duster on, and I'd fly the plane into Freshney Place shopping centre.
Why would you do that? Who are you looking to kill?
No, that's if I was like that. If I had that edge, that would be a good way of doing it. What? Because we can't get guns in the UK, so I had to be creative.
Fair play.
And flying a plane on a busiest day into a shopping centre.
Didn't you make your own weapon as well?
Yeah.
What did you make?
Taser. Not a taser, a stun gun.
That's pretty impressive. That could be like your evil genius thing, like you're the weapon maker.
Yeah. The police know about me now.
Yeah, I know.
So if I get fitted up with a rape,
yeah,
or
you're
fucking
done.
A murder,
double jeopardy. You're fucked.
Oh, they'll just say, "Oh well, that's Rick Spencer's DNA, and that's Rick Spencer's fucking fingerprints."
And there's Rick Spencer's floppy asshole when he gets in prison and he gets railed by all them dudes. Damn.
It might clean my piles out.
How do you reckon Rick would do in a prison?
I think he'd
kill myself.
I think you'd do all right. You're too manly looking to get bummed.
I reckon he'd get bullied.
No, I don't think he would. I think everyone would think he was pretty funny.
No, I
don't.
I
think he'd get bullied. The type of people you get in there, they'd be like, really
Because I'm not a knob, I'm not a nasty cunt.
Exactly, so you're not going to get fucking...
I would, because they take advantage of my bum. I mean, my good nature.
It's English prison, it's not American prison. You get fucking Xbox and...
I would get raped to buggery.
That don't really happen, but you get really bad bullying.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd survive the bullying? Do you reckon you've got enough about you to get by?
Yeah, and I'd tell them a few tales. Do you know what I mean?
Just make them up.
Yeah, just about being a badass on the street. All that shit.
And then fucking...
Say people call me...
Then fucking Black Johnny from Cell Wing H would come down and go, "Who's this IA, this new kid on the block?" And you'd have to live up to your reputation. Yeah. And when they found out you was a fucking bullshit...
How would they find out?
Because, like, Black Johnny would fucking rip you a new arsehole.
No, he won't, because I'd team up with Black Johnny. I'd say, "Look, they don't call me Mental Leroy for a fucking reason." Do you know what I mean?
And fucking Reggie in the back would go, "They don't call you fucking Mental Leroy for it. I know you're a fucking fake."
Would you be doing pull-ups and, like, be in the gym all the time, getting ripped?
Yeah, and I'd probably be, like, going around everyone and, like, do you know what I mean? Sweet talking.
How would you be
fair? Carry a shiv.
Yeah, I'd have to. But I'd make friends with Reggie.
How would you make a shiv?
Out of a bit of plastic and a bit of tape. And I'd go up to Reggie.
Wait, yeah, no. So it's normally out of a toothbrush?
Yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd sharpen the toothbrush down.
And how would you sharpen it? I'm just asking, because, like, you've seen...
I'd do it on fucking Reggie's balls. I'd have an email out of Pam, man.
And how would you befriend Black Johnny?
Fucking hell.
Don't forget he's come down from his fucking game of cards.
With my sweet charm.
Yeah,
now he wants to fight with you.
I tell you what I'd do. I'd deal a man from Glasgow here. And I'd say, "Hey, Big Reggie, you don't want to fuck with me, boy."
Black Johnny.
Because I'm all about the fit and the boys on the fucking Sunday morning, eh? And if you try and fuck with me, I tell you what, you wee gobshite. You ain't gonna fucking live to see tomorrow. You get me, you wee guy?
And then you think he'd listen to you?
Yeah, he'd be like, "Fucking sorry, sir.
And fucking that, like, little gay slinky bastard at the back would say, you weren't speaking like that before.
See, it comes and goes, you wee fucking gaji.
Would you wear a skirt in prison?
Yeah, a kilt.
Like a kilt, yeah.
Mental Leroy.
Mental Leroy.
I just walk into the canteen, lift up my skirt, grab my piece, and say, any of you fuckers want a piece of this shit? You can fucking stick it, because I ain't no fucking fan of it.
You'd like have to go up to the Black Johnny where he's eating his rice and that for like dinner to get his like protein in. You just have to smash his head into it, put his head on like under your kilt and fucking drop him like a wrestling move.
I put my hands into his mashed tate and go, guess you're not eating that today, eh? Near rice for you, you wee fucker.
Don't. Stand up, his big hands. Grabs you by the face and just chucks you into the wall.
Nah, anyway, enough of this prison talk. I ain't going to
no,
prison.
But I couldn't be, like, because there was a threat that I could go to prison, or a realisation I could go to prison.
From making weapons?
Stun gun, yeah.
Yeah.
No, making stun gun. One.
Stun gun.
Not plural.
Right. Fair play.
And, nah, fuck that. I couldn't handle it. I was reading all these stories where people who've got stun guns been sent to 5 and 10 years. I was like, shit.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's impressive that you made it, though.
I might.
They take it off you?
Nah, they fucking give me it back. Of course they took it off me.
Cheeky bastards. You reckon they destroyed it?
Well, it's yeah. No, yeah, fucking no. I had to sign a form to say that they could have it.
Should have signed.
Destroy it.
So sold it.
Yeah, he's probably took it for himself. And then the sergeant came in and said, you know what you've done. Don't do it again.
Did you actually go?
Yeah, he's beautiful. I signed my form, so that stopped me from getting into some countries.
Right.
Or because someone couldn't fucking take my coolness on Instagram.
Well.
What else has happened in 2019? Number one. We were just going on about the number one. I like sausage rolls. Oh no, we've already talked about that, haven't we?
Yeah, fuck that shit. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
That's because people like British shit people. Music. Top of the Pops.
Terrible.
Was fucking crap.
Did you watch it?
Well, my dad had it on when I went to see him, and there was a fucking... who's that young fat ginger guy that looks like a Down syndrome?
Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking Downey. He's fucking stupid.
Is his voice good?
It's a boy.
Yeah.
Like real gruff number.
Oh, I like a bit of gruff.
You've got nothing, and then you get these fake fucking sluts at the front singing all the words. It's like, fuck
Top
off.
Top of the Pops has always been lame.
No, it hasn't always been lame.
Pretty much. Can you remember when Nirvana was on it and they had to fucking lip sync? Did they lip sync?
No, they didn't lip sync. That's
oh, they did a different song.
Yeah, no, they did Nirvana, but children's instruments.
That was it.
Yeah. And he sang "Load Up on Guns and Kill Your Friends."
Yeah,
and like they banned him for that. Madonna was banned. Well, that Like a Prayer song was banned.
I like Madonna. She's a slut.
Is she?
Yeah, she's my favourite kind of slut.
Would you bang Madonna?
Yeah. Just to say I bang Madonna.
I'd
of course you
bang
would.
Bang her in when she did the album True Blue. She was a dirty little slut bucket, radgy motherfucker.
She's a babe. She's a dime piece.
She's not.
I think she is.
I tell you who's a dime piece. Isla Fisher, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. It was I really like redheads. Who's Doctor Who's assistant? The one who was in Jumanji. She's hot.
Oh yeah. What's the name? Scottish, isn't she?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul.
Have you met Mental Leroy, baby? Yeah, she's nice.
I like Doctor Who's assistant, the dark-haired one. She plays Queen Victoria, and she was in she and what was that lesbian in Ashley's niece in Emmerdale.
Speaking of hotties, who's the one who does a countdown? Rachel Riley.
Rachel Riley.
What did you think to her doing the T-shirt thing?
I didn't see it.
It's all just, again, it's like the Greta Thunberg thing. It's all just crap propaganda.
What T-shirt?
I think she just doctored a T-shirt to say Jeremy Corbyn is a racist. Yeah.
No, she said something about him being like anti-Semit. Don't want.
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
So the truth hurts these fucking commie bastards.
I don't think Jeremy Corbyn's an anti-Semite. Again, it's just like stupid, like over the top propaganda thing.
Media sensation.
Yeah,
boring.
True.
Leave them to it.
Let the world fucking...
Rot and burn.
Yeah, rot and burn. Fuck them. This is why we're selling these black wristbands. But you already know about this from the podcast before.
What does the black wristband mean?
It means you don't give a fuck.
It means free speech. Is that what it means?
Yeah, I've explained it on the podcast before, and I've already explained it to you today.
Okay, you have. I forgot, clearly, or I don't listen, but...
One of the two. Probably both of me. Hey, Sven, we'll just stop fucking listening to him. He's only rabbing it on again. Rabbing it on. No, it's just because it's the black flag, isn't it? And the white flag's surrender, and the black flag's...
Never surrender.
Never surrender. So, being in the UK, we can't really let free speech go. So, just wearing the black band shows you're all for free speech. Also supports the podcast to get new equipment, because I pay for everything.
That's
out of my own pocket.
He lives out his car, people. You need to support this dude.
I like sort of live out of a puddle near a ditch. That's my bath.
Things are good.
Just so I can get the podcast to you. And I'm doing more with my YouTube channel.
And he's giving up his Boxing Day Eve... away from all his loving family to
fucking
deliver,
any loving family.
To deliver
no
this.
One loves me, no one likes me. This is why I'm a fucking
you're
captain
a hero.
Of my own fucking pirate ship,
dropping literary bombs.
This ever is the red pill of podcasting.
Ever since you watched The Joker, you've changed.
Wow. Joker,
you're becoming the people's hero.
I am the red pill of the podcast. That's what my pirate ship's called, the red pill.
Red pill. your pirate ship that you've got somewhere.
No, my podcast, The Pirate Ship. But the ship's called The Red Pill.
Very good. Very good.
And we're sailing it into fucking murky waters.
Can I ask you one thing?
Is it a gay question?
No.
Go.
So, the Tin Biscuit podcast.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be the Biscuit Tin podcast?
No.
So, why? So you're basically saying a biscuit made out of tin.
No.
The tin biscuit. Shouldn't it be the Biscuit Tin?
No.
But so it's basically saying a biscuit made out of tin, is that what you're saying? The Tin Biscuit?
The Tin Biscuit?
Yeah, that's right.
That's just what I get
the
from it.
So things are sharp.
That's why I swapped it about. No! like my life. I will get home and my mum will say, this black man's your dad. And I'll be like, I knew that fucking knows what my other dad. It'd be cool to have two dads, maybe.
Yeah, what? Do you ever, can you remember that, my two dads?
No.
It was good.
Was no? Was that like...
No!
Was it a what?
It was an American sitcom. It was like
anything.
A Channel 4 thing. It was good.
Was it like The Queen's Nose? Where
possibly.
She rubbed the 50p and she turned into a dog.
I used to love all that.
Oh no, that was Wolf, wasn't it? She turned invisible, didn't she?
Wolf was the dog.
What
the
happened?
Queen's Nose was...
did she stop time?
No, that was Bernard's Watch, wasn't it? Was it Bernard's Watch? I think it was.
Wesel Gummidge is on tonight, the retelling.
But
Mackenzie
right.
Crook.
That is the most scariest...
Really? Yeah. But how good is that casting? Because he literally does look like Wesel Gummidge.
That's a great cast.
But Wesel Gummidge is scary.
I think we should do a horror version.
A scarecrow that comes alive and changes its head.
Scary.
I used to love Wesel Gummidge.
Did you?
I know. Yeah.
Aunt Sally.
Yeah, it's going to be I can imagine it's going to be weird. But we'll see. How long have we been running for?
Not that long.
No, not that long.
1 hour, 12 minutes.
Time flies when you ramble shit.
We don't ramble shit, we ramble the truth. So, like, what's your plans for 2020?
Survive.
Keep on
surviving, bro.
Mine's to get up with my YouTube, take the podcast further.
Yeah, that's good.
We had Nicky Knightley on, porn star Nicky Knightley.
Really?
Things going, yeah. So we should have some more it's me. I should have some more porn stars coming on my...
Do they come in your car? Literally?
No. This was over Skype because she was in LA, like Sam Tripley.
That's mad.
She's a stand-up comedian, actually.
Is she?
Yeah, and I think she's done some work at the improv and that.
Ah, I might have seen her on one of them roast battles.
Nicky Knightley?
Yeah.
I don't think you have, mate.
Maybe.
Just made it all up.
When you do Skype, do you do the video chat?
I've done the video chat with one, Skyrise Productions.
So you didn't do a video chat with Sam Tripley?
No, that was over WhatsApp.
Right. Man, that's mad.
I've had Sean Conway on.
Who's that?
He's like an ultra cyclist. He biked like 400 miles in one day. Cycled. Jeez.
No trains on.
He swam the length of Britain.
Wow, that's impressive.
I can't swim.
Did you have Tommy Tergoose on this year?
Last year, I can't swim.
You can't swim?
No. I dream about a swimming pool the other day. That's me talking about your old house and the swimming pool.
All these years and you've never learned to swim?
I can't tread water.
Well, that's mad. If you got pushed off a boat, you'd die.
I'd be fucked.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Well, no, I'd be like a star
because it's easy to float in like salt water.
You never thought about just about going to a swimming pool for a day and just learning?
Have you ever been?
Freaks me out.
Have you ever been in a swimming pool with somebody who can't really swim and they start panicking next to you?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Horrible, because they pretty much try and drown you in order to like maintain their own buoyancy. It's horrible. Yeah, would you be doing that? Like grabbing older people and forcing them down?
Dragging them down with him?
No, but I could grab onto your back and you could fucking swim me to shore.
You don't work like that because you haven't got that much resistance. You've got no resistance in a pool.
Wouldn't be my problem.
You? So the person you grab onto just gets dunked under like in a gangster.
I'm not selfish, right? So I share and share alike. So if I'm fucking gunned down, you're coming down with me.
Twisted fire starter.
I'm not a twisted person. That's just the way the world works,
I guess.
No, I can't tread water.
You should learn how to swim, mate.
Why? I'm never going to need it.
You will do.
When?
When the fucking ice caps melt.
Right.
And it becomes water well.
Right, I was talking about this to someone, not yesterday or the day before, and fucking, I remember back in the 1980s, I got a book on the ozone effect. And that they've been talking about this for fucking ages. Nothing's happened. the fucking sun's going in cycles. The weather, like, fucking, like, reports only go back so many years.
Do you not reckon all the greenhouse gases have done anything?
I would say they've done some, but not like they're saying. They do say it's got a lot to do with the sun, and the sun's at a different cycle now, so it's heating everything up, but then it'll go back.
It's all coinciding with the Mayan calendar as well. We're in that fucking that period where we could get taken out by some kind of solar blast.
And I was saying that'd be the ultimate weapon. If someone can like cut out electricity, everyone would be fucked. Yeah. So many power cuts going on. This year, Argentina went out completely.
Do all the hospitals go out?
I don't know if they got backup generators.
Do you think if, say, all like modern technology, like anything electronic, all of it just disappeared, do you think the population, say, within like 30 years would drop below a billion? I think there's a good chance. Because prior to like the Industrial Revolution, it had never been above a billion. So I'd assume it'd drop down to something similar.
It's because people are more comfortable and having babies.
Oh yeah, no one's got the skill. Like most people haven't got the skills, resources, or anything. So I don't know. I don't know. It'd like because to have this size of population, you think of all the infrastructure that's needed to support it. That's just all gone, and you've basically gone back to just like people tilling the land, and you know never going to be able to make enough crops to feed everyone.
Yeah, true.
That's where
it's going to get. It's going to get fucked.
Any disease, just wipe everyone out.
That's all we'll need to do is just knock out the power, and we're fucked.
Do you know the start of Interstellar, where it's like all the corns sort of drying up?
And they get that drone. Yeah. And it's the drone. Yeah.
That seems dead realistic. Like that's how it'll go. All our crops will start going fucked.
Yeah, I am going off subject, but not really. I feel lucky that I was born into that generation without laptops or mobile phones or tablets.
What, the Victorians?
Yeah, the Victorians.
Yeah, we were saying that.
Like sort of the syphilis period.
The other day, like, I mean, we were saying we got mobile phones around, what was it, 18, 17, 18? It didn't really make that much of a difference, but obviously the internet made a massive difference.
Technology is going faster now than it has ever been, and it's speeding up.
We was even saying with bands, like, back when we didn't really have the internet, bands, all you could get was what you bought at the shop. So it was like you had to fucking really like it.
It was mainstream magazines.
Exactly. And now we can just discover all these bands from like the 80s and 90s that never had record labels that are just putting all the music up on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like some of them are amazing.
Oh, no, I mean, I agree, it does serve the purpose, but I think technology is going on at such a rate that people are going to be governed by it. We'll go to a cashless society, that's definitely happening.
AI is bullshit, I think. It won't get to a level, though, where I think it will be like a self.
Probably not in our lifetime.
No.
But the dangerous thing there is, like, they've already hacked drones and that. So that's where the warfare is going to lie, is through power and.
Yeah, drones are scary.
And it's all to do with profiling. All these smartphones and that profile. And I was speaking to Sam. I was speaking to Sam Tripley. That's me farting. I was speaking to Sam Tripley, and I've got a theory where if you give up your smartphone, you're not gonna be without No, just let me explain this because my fucking brain's just stopped. If you've got a smartphone and you go to a pub or anywhere you go, you're probably going to be within 50 feet of someone with a smartphone.
Mm.
Now, if smartphones are always listening to us, it makes sense that they could have a voice pattern on, like, sort of everyone. So, like, even if you was in a pub and you were speaking to someone who had a smartphone and, like, you didn't, and the phone recognised your voice, it might click into that conversation and click out again.
Well, they always know where we are, if you think about that. Most people have the GPS on and
like,
stuff.
Like, they do listen to certain conversations.
Yeah. Oh, of course they do.
With like
Alexa does. She's listening all the time.
And that's by a thing called Echelon, and that's based in Harrogate, Grimsby, near Leeds, and that's them golf balls. And that's apparently, it's a, like, US run. It's
like a satellite system.
Yeah, and that's where Echelon is, apparently.
Yeah, but I just think...
Is it Menwith Hill? Menwith Hill?
Yeah, but don't you think... I really don't care if they're listening to me, what they're going to take from my life. Not a lot.
Well, yeah. No, but like that's not the point, is it? They shouldn't be doing it.
No.
It's like when people say... I used to work with these two ladies, and I said, what do you think of the police, like, could just look in your phone and that? And, like, she'd go... I'd be fine with that. I've got nothing to hide. And I'd be like, okay, then, so would you give your keys to a complete stranger and just say, well, we'll just look around my house? No, you won't. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, this fucking privacy laws with, like, your emails and fucking...
Wasn't that a big thing in 2019 where that came to light?
What?
I can't remember. Huawei, the phone company.
Oh, I've got a Huawei phone.
Yeah. That's always listening.
I don't give a fuck. I like Chinese food.
Chinese are good people.
I've just said that into my phone.
Not a listening. I don't know.
And then, yeah, you've got cameras. It's very hard to get away from technology now. And it's they've done it in such a way where we need it. Like, sort of, it's so convenient to have these contactless because they're trying to do away with cash.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a dark day. Dark day for homeless people.
Why?
Unless they get swipe machines.
They'll be fucking used as experiments.
Yeah, grim.
Like fucking they did at Montauk. Apparently you got a Stargate. Have you read about Montauk? That's
no.
Stranger Things was based on Montauk.
Really?
Stranger Things was going to be called Montauk.
Yeah.
I said RF Montauk, but it's not. It's like Montauk.
Well, there was like weird government shit going on.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, sort of... MK Ultra and strapping people into chairs.
And they found this, it was definite.
Apparently, someone made this monster up.
Yeah.
And the base, some of it's filled in with cement now.
Man.
They've just fucked it off.
And that's a real thing.
Montauk, yeah.
There's a documentary on that.
Stranger Things was going to be called Montauk.
Yeah, but is there a proper documentary?
Well, people
that sounds
say
fucked up.
It's like Stranger Things. Google it.
I've been really getting into the Kentucky Goblins lately.
Never heard of them.
That's some scary shit. Back in the 50s, there was this sort of house with a load of rednecks on it. And these weird things started tapping on the window and sort of terrorising them. And it's a town, basically, where there's loads of mines, old abandoned, closed down mines. It's kind of saying, like, something could easy live down there and hide down there. And this family was just terrorised by it. It was really well documented. They went to the police, just said these little sort of creatures with big eyes were sort of going around, and on the night that happened, there was
sounds like people Anthony's Rock Night.
Yeah, man, it's really well documented. I'm bought him.
And what did they do?
They just seem to terrorise this poor family. But scary shit, man. I believe in that. Stuff can live down mines.
Of course it can.
Scary.
It's fucking scary. Right, I'm gonna wrap up the podcast because I'm tired.
Good call. It was a
cheers
fun.
For coming on. I hope everyone has a good Christmas.
Yep.
And a happy new year. Good tidings we bring.
You should have just ended it there.
From you and your king. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy. On a side note, Gary Glitter did do the best Christmas song. Gotta rock and roll Christmas.
Again, all views on this presented by Rick Spencer and not a true.
You, right. I thought you told me it's a shit song.
It's alright.
It's the best Christmas
really
song.
Like Christmas.
We're really going to end the podcast on Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
What do you want to end it on?
I think we ended it.
Yeah. And a happy... The Tea Biscuits Podcast. It's in the Tea Biscuits Podcast.